SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Sie hören SBS German.
Der Südafrikaner John Lefney de Jager, oder JL, wie er gerne kurz genannt wird, hat im Laufe seiner Profi-Tenniskarriere an 45 Grand-Slam-Turnieren teilgenommen und später eine Laufbahn als Coach begonnen, bei der er Top-Tennisspieler wie Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic und Daniil Medvedev trainierte. Er wurde jedoch mit einer Behinderung geboren und trotz der ärztlichen Vorhersage, dass er nie richtig laufen können würde, verfolgte er seine Leidenschaft für Tennis.
So I had an interesting, I was very fortunate, played for 16 years, but it didn't start that great because when I was born, my mother's heart stopped and my heart stopped and they had to give me a shock injection to get my heart going. And they injected me in my butt and injected, they hit the nerve going down my right leg. So I only have 10% use of my nerve in my right leg. I have no movement in my feet. I have no movement in my toes. Doctors said I'll never be able to, you know, play any sport. Only 10% use of the nerve, 12% chance of walking properly. So for me to play professional tennis for 16 years was, it was actually a miracle.
Im Jahr 2000 war er als viertbester Doppelspieler von der Association of Tennis Professionals eingestuft worden. Im selben Jahr, bei den Olympischen Spielen in Sydney, wurde der Schweregrad seiner Behinderung getestet. Und es wurde festgestellt, dass JL sich eigentlich für die Paralympics hätte qualifizieren können.
In 2000 I went to the Sydney Olympics and just, you know, a magazine did a story on me and they, for fun, they tried to see how bad was my disability. And in 2000 I actually qualified to go to the Paralympics.
Wow.
So bad was my disability. And my career was mostly doubles. But, you know, when I was 19 I qualified for singles at Wimbledon. 6 months later at the Australian Open, and that's why I've got such a great, memories from the Australian Open. And my favorite slam is that in the first round, I went over my ankle, tore the ligaments, carried on playing, made the semifinals. That was my first semifinals as a 19-year-old in a Grand Slam. Going back, then I went home and I saw the doctor that had looked after me all these years. And he said, listen, if you're going to carry on playing singles and doubles, the workload's going to be so much on your back that it's not going to last. So that's when I made the decision just to, you know, to play doubles.
JL selbst wurde von CEO von Tennis Australia, Craig Tiley, trainiert, der ihn entdeckte, als er 16 Jahre alt war und von dem er viel gelernt hat.
So many great memories that I have from Australia and the Australian Open. And also Craig Tiley, who's the tournament director, has done an amazing job with this whole event. He was my coach since the age of 16. When I was 16, he was working in a tennis academy in America. I got invited. That's why I met him for the first time. And when I played my career, he would coach me. Just the way I think about tennis is a lot to do with what he's taught me when I was young.
Zusammen mit Craig Tiley arbeitet JL an einem Projekt, um zugängliche Tennisanlagen in Südafrika zu bauen, die dort eher eine Seltenheit sind. Sein Ziel ist es, die neue Generation von Tennis-Champions aus Afrika zu fördern.
And then Craig and myself, we're very excited because we're working on a project in South Africa to build a tennis facility. In Africa, we don't have a lot of tennis facilities, and so this will be the first where we have indoor courts, clay courts, and hard courts. And then, you know, pickle and paddle has become so big around the world. Paddle in Europe, pickle in the US, to have a proper racket facility. And that will be one of a kind in Africa. So the two of us are working on it and, yeah, meeting people, seeing some people to raise money for this facility. It will make a massive difference for tennis in South Africa, but tennis in Africa. And that's our goal, to see how we can develop the next tennis champions coming out of Africa.
JL ist auch der Gründer von No Boundaries, einer Initiative, die Menschen mit Behinderungen in ihrer Tenniskarriere unterstützt.
Our company is called No Boundaries. So my partner actually, he ran wheelchair tennis in South Africa for 18 years. So we always, everything that we do, we always want to, you know, help the disability sports, and especially tennis. And he did an amazing job where, you know, he ran wheelchair tennis. He had 18 centers around the country. And especially in South Africa, 90% of the or 95% of the people that play wheelchair tennis in South Africa is black. And in the black communities, they did an unbelievable job. And, you know, South Africa is actually known for very good doubles, very good wheelchair players. You know, we've had a guy winning the U.S. Open in singles, U.S. Open doubles. You know, last year, you know, KG Majoli, she won the Wimbledon, the doubles at the Wimbledon. We have three players here playing at the Australian Open. So it's a big community in South Africa, and our disability is very important for us. And I think sometimes people forget about the people that's disability. Looking at disability people doing sport, anything in life, I have so much respect for them, because that is a serious challenge that we have.
JL sieht seine eigene Behinderung als ein Geschenk und als Motivation an.
I always say that the biggest gift that God gave me was a disability. Because a disability, my foot formed me, the person I am, how I think, how I operate, how I see. A challenge, I love a challenge because of my foot. So when somebody tells me, listen, you can't do it, I'm like, I'm going to show you. The Federer Nadal game, I told people I'm going to bring Roger and Rafa to South Africa, break the world record, and they laughed at me. And I'm like, okay, it just motivated me more.
Integriert dieses Denken auch in seinem Ansatz als Tenniscoach. Der Fokus liegt dabei auf dem Spieler, auf seine Stärken und auch seine Schwächen.
We focus a lot about, you know, when I work with you, if I don't know what you see, what you hear and how you process information, you're going to miss the 1 or 2% that can take you from good to great. So we've got a lot of, on tennis now, in sport, we have a lot of detail on data on the game plan, how to play, what the opposition are doing. But do we really have real data on the person that you're coaching? How to get the best out of him? How can we do responsible talent development? So do you know what your player feeling? Is he stressed? Has he slept? Really, you know, if he's injured, at what stage is the injury? So we have a platform called Athlete Monitoring that monitor, you know, your athletes, your corporates, in a general daily life. Are you healthy? Are you ready to learn? Are you ready to develop?
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Disziplin und Konsistenz sind seiner Meinung nach der Schlüssel zum Erfolg.
But the only currency, or I talked about the only currency that works, is discipline and consistency. Everything is out there. Mm. We know everything. But it's the people that do it every day. Consistently, they have great habits. Day after day after day. Iga Swiatek, you know, if she plays Wimbledon finals, she plays a quarterfinals Australian Open. She's playing a match in the World Tennis League. The warm-up is the same. It's not, oh, this is a great big match, I'm going to be more focused. No, she's always focused. Mm. For a practice match, for the finals, it's the same. Great habits. So if you can create great habits when you get under pressure, you will play at the level of your habits. If it's up and down, hey, some days you're going to play great, some days you're going to not play great. I'm not saying if you don't train, you can't do well. But you can't do consistently well and stay there. And at this level, things have changed. Everything has changed. So if you don't do the right things, chances of you being successful is very small.
Apropos Erfolg. Was denkt JL eigentlich über die Spieler und vor allem die deutschen Spieler bei den diesjährigen Australian Open?
I would like to see Novak Djokovic win. You know, he's played in teams that I've coached. I like Novak. There's definitely a personal connection why I want. I mean, Sinner and Alcaraz is amazing. I mean, the level is so good. There's so many young guys coming through now that's going to push them. I think that Novak, you know, obviously Australian Open, you know, this is his hunting ground. He's really done well. Mm-hmm. And with everything that's just happened with him, you know, he's the old dog now. But he's taken everything to the next level, mental conditioning, physical conditioning. He's just taken it to the next level. And I really like what he stands for. And yeah, it will be great to see him lift another trophy.
Als professioneller Doppelspieler, was denkt JL über die Chancen von dem deutschen Doppel Kevin Krawitz und Tim Pütz?
Listen, they've had some good results. They're a great doubles team. I mean, these days it's interesting. I mean, it's so cutthroat. I mean, you look at the results and you see so many different teams that can win. So I'm always going to say they have a shot of winning it. They've had some great results. So there's some good teams. There's some new teams. It's interesting, especially in the beginning of the year when teams break up and they split up and there's new combinations. It takes maybe, you know, 2-3 months for them to get used to each other. That's why the teams that stay and play for a long time are always going to, in the beginning of the year, are going to do better because they know each other. The Bryan brothers are one of the best teams ever, and they're twins. They never were going to split up. They're always going to play together, and that's why I believe over time they were so good, because they can tell each other straight, you know, do this, help each other. With new teams, sometimes you struggle to do that because you don't want to offend your partner. But, you know, the German team, they're good. They're great players. And like I said, you know, I really think that they do have a shot.
Und was ist mit Lucky Loser Eva Lys?
I mean, what a great story. And again, just, you know, I know Alex Stober, who's the physio for Christian Ruud. I've known him when I played, he was a physio on the ATP Tour. So I've known him for a long time and I actually sat with him. And it's such a great story because she had a little bit of a niggle in her back. And, you know, he wasn't helping Christian. And he came into the locker room in the gym. And she's like, she's struggling. And he said, let's have a look at your back. And he said, oh, I mean, let me help you a little bit, and gave her treatment. Then she obviously lost and, got into as a lucky loser. Mm-hmm. And then she's had this unbelievable run. Now she's in the top 100 in the world. Suddenly she's making a lot of money. You know, it can just kickstart everything that she wants to do. But that gain, for me, it's just like, that's why how cutthroat it is and how, you know, margins are so small at the highest level. She did lose in the last round of qualies. But now she shows that she's actually good enough to get to the fourth round.
Right.
So I always say you've got to be ready. Yeah, I mean, you lose one day doesn't mean that you're a bad player. She got her next opportunity, and she was ready.
Last but not least, Alexander Zverev, kann seinen ersten Grand Slam dieses Mal gewinnen?
You know, his tennis is good enough to win a slam. I also really want him to do well because he's been knocking on the door. I really think that French Open, when he tore his ligaments in his ankle, that year, my call was he's going to win the French Open. He was playing so well. And he's another guy where, you know, he's not that old, but he's not young anymore. So sometimes people forget about him. He's a great, great quality, and it will be good to see him win some slam.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.